Well, maybe we can not spend the entire night here and go and enjoy our Memorial Day. Are you ready?
Yes, we're back on the record.
Because a national emergency was established in 1933, that was over the money situation, you have not had an honest election since. Because what happens when you establish a national emergency, as in that case, you set aside, you void temporarily, as long as that is in effect, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And therefore, only, for instance, Democrats and Republicans already in the system are legally eligible. Anyone not in the system cannot take an oath to the Constitution, for instance, when the Constitution is not what is being honored. So you ones have incredible amounts of lessons, numbers of lessons to be learned about your Constitution and the constitutions that are going to, every effort's going to be made to bring those into play without your paying attention. Excuse me a minute. The other you can catch up on. There is one portion at the very bottom. There's some questions there, some inquiries. I'd like you to read that. It's about the troops. Listen to this very carefully, because in every instance, the truth is there. This is a big, big transfer weekend. Yes.
This is under the heading Alert, Alert, Alert. This comes from three directions, so we will run the next message. I will not make comment. It's addressed to Ken Varden, APFN, 52594. All kinds of rumors are flying tonight, and I need to know if you have heard any of them. First, it came in from Gary Hunt that all the large cities have put their police and rescue people on alert. Dallas and Houston are too definite. Also, the National Guard troops in Wyoming have been moved out to make room for a large number of Soviet troops, 300,000, who are being flown into the country. We talked with a man in the Navy who said they were moving in all weapons, from the Navy reserves and shipping them to Virginia. The Army National Guard is doing the same. The feds can't order the Guard to do that, so it must be the Army Reserves. Also, there is a comet which has entered the area around Jupiter, and it looks like it may hit Jupiter and ignite it, and to expect this between July 18th and 24th. Also, Cape Canaveral has been put on alert, and the firemen in that area have been issued guns or ordered to arm themselves. Engineers of NASA have been told to move north of Cape Canaveral. Also, they plan on introducing the new money July 1, and it may be exchanged as high as 1 to 10 on our old bills. Have you heard any of this? If so, please let us know. It's from Jacksonville, Florida.
There are massive troop movements around. You have a greater influx in the 300,000 Russians. Any time encountered, they have a pat story. Well, number one, the Russians won't speak to you. Some may or may not speak English. They are ordered not to speak to you. And it will be set up as an interchange program for the dismantling of missiles, etc., etc. They do have their stories in order. There are massive numbers of troops and armaments and vehicles, tanks, armored cars, you know, the transport type of vehicles, south of your border. Now, we have been writing about that for years, but they are now bringing those up for maneuvers. So a lot of those will be seen moving in and around and across your border, and they'll give you all sorts of good excuses for that. Should you be afraid? Well, any time that your nation is invaded, I'd be concerned. It's just that anymore, you don't know when you've been invaded and when you haven't. You can think you're starting out with a cold and in a day you're dead. And they'll tell you, oops, it must have been the mice. You're in serious times. The element that might well be called the Khazarian Zionist element. Don't get confused with Jews and Arabs and Indians and cops and robbers. What you can consider the Antichrist, not necessarily any better than the element over here, its counterpart, just the one world order rulers, but they might also they're apt to say, well, I'm a Christian, I am a whatever, and I certainly believe in God. And they do. Now, anyone observing their activities would probably say, well, good grief, it doesn't matter what they claim to be. One's no better than the other. Well, I'm not going to quarrel with you. That may well be. On the other hand, one side is going to be efforting to attain a better ordered, more peaceful coexistence. If you were to ask me, whose side are you on? Well, obviously, since I travel with the one that you call the Christ, I would say, well, I guess I'm on Christ's side. But it's very hard to tell which that is. So without the confusion factor of introducing religion into the equation, I'm going to be on the side that gets us farthest toward the reclamation for God of this planet. I also must utilize that which is wherewithal that you utilize in a human physical format. I'm not even going to get into the little equation about this is an illusion, this is a play. I'll tell you, I wrote the script. And therefore, I get to direct the play. Is it always going to go the way you want it? It will hardly ever go the way you want it. Because you don't know what you want. You want the moment, and you want it the way you want it to go. And you're impatient. I have eons. You don't know it. You do too. And most of you are back to do this mission. And you thought you could do it in the partial blindness that is required for that very service. Always in the back of your mind, knowing full well it's an illusion. It is a manifestation of God thought in an expressed hard copy, if you will. This is where soul learns. And if it gets sidetracked, it will move away from God. And you can see that it, in your environment, almost all move away from God. And it is now structured so that your instructors are moving you away from God and causing you to perceive that which is not and teach you that which isn't. So that when presented with truth, it is so alien to what you believe that you will back off. And it gets to be a toss-up. Whether they will dump aliens on you to make their point, or what they will do. You see, you have aliens among you, been working with you for years. But then you have ones on these committees that have been around for over 200 years. You don't know what happened. So-and-so died. George Washington died. How do you know he's not head of the committee? Well, I can tell you right now that above any head of that committee is Gabriel. He is the archangel that presented Mary with the fact that she's going to bear a child. The child was Gabriel's. They called his name Emmanuel. Gabriel came and got Emmanuel from the river. Gabriel took him into the higher schoolings. Gabriel attends this planet. He always has. Above him reigns Lord Michael. Remember that one that quarreled with Lucifer and threw Lucifer out of heaven to earth to do exactly what he's done. Exactly what he's done. Well, is Michael going to have to throw him off earth too? Why bother? Leave it to him. Will mankind perish? No. Mankind will not perish, but he may well perish from the face of the earth. You've got all you can handle dealing with the awakening unto nation. Don't overload your circuits to the point that you cannot clearly think about those issues, because those are the places you're running out of time to act. And you are making an impact. You are making inroads. There are some very, very, very critically, urgently terrified congressmen going for their summer recess. It could not happen to a nicer bunch. And they're all going to try to shift and get on the good side, so that they are not shot down. I wonder about the ones like Teddy Kennedy, fine, upstanding representative of your nation. Let me tell one that you may even enjoy. But wouldn't you judge in some instances? Yes, I judge actions all the time. It's my job. It is not to judge people. Teddy Kennedy was one of Ron Jackson's ordered sanctions. I want all of you who've kept up with all of our writings from beginning to hearken back to a writing which I was told should not go into the paper because it was too crude. It originally came from Ron Paul, who was so fed up that he wrote about this. This particular restaurant, often utilized by Ted Kennedy for his clandestine encounters, he would rent a suite off of the dining room. And when he was good and rolling drunk, he would take his ladies back there. Well, on the particular evening I'm going to tell you about, Ron Jackson was sent out to kill him. And the sanction was called off after Ron got to the restaurant. And surely enough, he did get the message, but you know what he said? I almost ignored the sanction because when I got there, just in time, Kennedy grabbed a waitress, dragged her into this other room, and raped her. That is the quality running Washington. John Kennedy was not much better. Jackie Kennedy lived out her to her dying day, having to keep a secret. Both parties in the limousine in Texas, in the front seat, shot him. Both members of the Secret Service. Robert Kennedy was an upstanding young man. He had his wild moments, but basically he was a good man. He cared about his family. These are the dregs of humanity that run your world. There are bribes. There are payoffs. There is blackmail. You name it, it's there. And to try to reclaim your nation out of this is quite a confrontation to be considered. But you can do it because you will be given the way. Will you do it? I don't know. I truly do not know. And what will it change? Won't you still have this elite, smaller group making all the plays? Well, yes. Because they're not going to throw in the towel and give you all their trillions of dollars. They're not going to relinquish this power they have structured over the centuries. There's too much hidden from you. You have at least 6 tunnels running north, south, east, and west, 5 miles below sea level under your nation. You have pneumatic tubes. With hovercraft that are just sucked in there. This is just for transportation under the surface. So you can't even think technology. You can't even think it. is so far advanced of your perception? Who's down there? And what do they do down there? Do they build nuclear warheads? No. They build sophisticated pulsars. Sophisticated phasors. Particle beams. Practice with photon beams. Practice with cross DNA structures introduced through a photon. Hybrids. New races of beings. New races of people. Part of them alien. Part of them integrated. All landlocked. I have never told you that they're not aliens. I told you, you have no alien enemies in space. They're all there with you. But they do not come with ill intent. Ill intent comes from human. You can have some very, very good times during this evolvement. On the other hand, if your nation cannot hold, and I mean geographically, biophysically hold, it's going to be pretty miserable. So you have to be prepared for survival, if at all possible. You can't just turn all of your strength to, say, getting back your constitution. The elite doesn't care, friends, that you have your constitution, because the stronger of the two committees would rather you function happily. They've got so much power and so much money, they don't need to have you miserable. The other faction wants to enslave you. I think you can think clearly enough to know that one is going to be better than the other. And you will have an opportunity, if you play your cards right, to begin to be structuring a new societal foundation. You never had it. You had a confederation. And then you called a constitutional convention. By now, what have you had? You have had an influx of the elite controllers from Europe. But you have workable documents, and you can reclaim them. They're no longer used. They mouth them to you. They're not used. Indeed, there's a lot you can do. And the promise is that this will be the network paper. This will be the voice of the people. There is not one congressman who isn't shaking. In Congress, they reprinted the last three issues of Contact and pass them to every member. Wouldn't it be nice if they paid for them? It's okay. Some have a lot of trouble believing in me. Isn't it interesting? They don't. They don't. And these things will be opened up to you, for you. It will not be secret time for very much longer. And when I talk about secrets, I'm talking about who. Who and what? Who are these powerful, powerful people? And why is it important that we go through this misery when we could be getting on with wondrous things? Well, we can't get on with the wondrous things until you understand the bad things, the negative impact. There is full intention of wiping out two-thirds, a third to two-thirds of your nation population, and you're in it. Nobody's going to just wipe away those new viruses. They've already unleashed them on you. I know that ones will say, well, how will God allow? Well, God will turn to you and say, how have you allowed this? Free will man. So it'll pay you not to personalize everything that's said, everything that's done, and pay attention so that you're not amongst the ones that succumb. You're needed. We want to get on with the beauty of the expression, of the experience looming now very close in front of us, the sharing. And I realize that I will write on subjects. Please understand, I'm not giving lessons, and I cannot longer give kindergarten lessons. I can hope that you ones will understand what I speak about. But I'm going to speak of things in scientific terms from time to time that maybe only Ed Young will understand. In fact, I guess I did. And I know that you're not going to understand each time that we sit down to write. And I know that you're going to feel pain when I require that we write anyway, when the heart is heavy and the abuse is felt. But these are the steps through which we must make our way so that when we have, we can utilize. We don't have to start from way back here. We can just move. And I have to assume that command. I know that many of you think you know better, and in some instances, I'll even give you credit for maybe you did know better.
Excuse me.